Do you have repair projects that you've been putting off, whether it's basement waterproofing, concrete raising, structural repairs, or attic insulation? PermaSeal provides quality work and free inspections. Don't wait. Call PermaSeal 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Jen Sabella joins us, and Block Club Chicago has done some fact-checking on the crime numbers. Jen?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, I watched President Donald Trump's press conference on Tuesday. We were all kind of watching it, awaiting to see if he was going to talk about a National Guard deployment here. While he was not very clear on when or if that's happening, he did call the city a hellhole, and he also called it the murder capital of the world. That shot up some red flags for me because I was like, that can't be true. So we dug into some data, and it turns out Chicago isn't even on the top 20 list of most dangerous cities in the country, let alone the world, where it is not even on the most 50 dangerous cities in the world. There are many cities, a lot of them in the South, that have higher crime rates per capita than Chicago does. Birmingham, Alabama actually has the highest homicide rate in the country. And we just think it's really important to point this out because if you've ever traveled abroad or met someone who has never been to Chicago, our reputation for crime really travels, mm-hmm. and it discourages people from coming to the city, and it's just plain wrong. Yes, there is crime in the city, just like there is in every other major city in the world, but it is not nowhere near as bad as it's made out to be by the president and by others who are critical of our city.
Yeah, it's an image problem for sure, and when you have the shootings that we had over the Labor Day weekend, that certainly doesn't help. But blockclubchicago.org if you want to go through those numbers yourself. Let's talk about what's going on in Jefferson Park with the Sprouts Farmers Market. I love the farmers markets. I'll hate to see them go this fall.
Yeah, this is going to be a year-round type of farmer's market. I actually noticed this when I was traveling, I think, in California. They have these markets everywhere. They're called Sprouts. It's a chain of health food stores, so kind of similar to like Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, but it's a little more affordable than Whole Foods would be. And it is coming to the location at 6200 West Higgins that Trader Joe's actually was going to move into, but those plans fell through. This would be Sprouts Farmers Market's first store in Illinois and first in Chicago, and they're planning for more throughout the state. It's sounding positive. They are promising to do the remediation work on the site that's necessary, and they have the support of the alderman, Jim Gardner, in the 45th Ward. If this place does open, it would be by 2027, and it would bring about 70 or 80 jobs to the ward. And yeah, just a new place to shop for a lot of healthy organic produce, different dietary restrictions you'll be able to find there. So I think Northwest Siders are pretty happy because they've wanted a grocery store at this location for a long time.
Some of those folks were hoping that Trader Joe's would open there at 6200 West Higgins, but now it looks like that's not going to happen, right?
Right. Yeah, there was some environmental remediation work that Trader Joe's did not want to do. That's according to the alderman, and mm-hmm. Sprouts is saying we're happy to do it. So.
BlockClubChicago.org for more on that, and also the story of Prosper Skate Shop on the Southwest Side closing after 14 years. Thank you, Jen Sabella. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, you too, Bob.